Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
In Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, Will Ferrell is back as Ron Burgundy. Will Ferrell, writing with his producing writing partner, Adam McKay, who is back to direct Anchorman 2, misses no opportunity to show how dim-witted, self-absorbed, politically incorrect, and oblivious to it all is Ron Burgundy. The key to the comedy in Anchorman 2 is the word oblivious. Will Ferrell never lets the audience know that he's in on the joke. Ferrell plays it straight. There is nary a wink-wink, nudge-nudge in Anchorman 2. As with his other writing and films, Adam McKay, Step Brothers and Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, nails deadpan humor. He pushes a joke, a line of dialogue, or a sight gag until he bludgeons a laugh out of you. And laugh you will at Anchorman 2, one of the funniest movies of 2013. Anchorman 2 is even funnier than the original Anchorman, released in 2004. There are more jokes, more humorous lines of dialogue, and more sight gags. There is also more bad hair, more bad 1970s fashions and interior design, and more bad 1970s songs. Of course, you might like 1970s music. This time, the San Diego local news team is off to New York City to help found a 24/7 TV news CNN-style network called GNN, Global News Network. Ron Burgundy, played by Will Ferrell, is torn between his career and the responsibilities of his marriage to Veronica Corningstone, played by Christina Applegate. There is a rivalry with GNN newscaster Jack Lime, played by James Marston, and a conflict with GNN owner Kench Allenby, played by Josh Larson, over a potentially controversial news story. In between the punchlines, Anchorman 2 actually does get in some punches, obvious as they might be, about the nature of TV news. Quote, "There's no real news being reported. It's all about ratings," unquote. But mostly Anchorman 2 is all about fun. You have to enjoy the Will Ferrell, Adam McKay style of humor to enjoy Anchorman 2. Oftentimes, it's all in the delivery, as with, quote, "I'm laughing like a ventriloquist dummy," unquote. Will Ferrell rarely cracks a smile underneath his coiffed hair and bushy mustache. Ferrell is his own straight man. His news sidekicks reprising their roles are equally silly in their seriousness. David Kircher as Champ Kind, the sportscaster, is earnestly dumb and dumber. Paul Rudd as Brian Fontana, a quasi-investigative journalist, is sweetly in form. Steve Carell as Brick Tamland is the whimpering weatherman. He's over-the-top hilarious in his often bizarre way. Kristen Wiig is wonderful as Chani, a not-too-bright GNN newsroom secretary. Christina Applegate is never better as Veronica Corningstone, Ron Burgundy's wife and nemesis. In supporting roles are Harrison Ford, Greg Kinnear, Megan Good, and Fred Willard. There are many cameos, including Sacha Baron Cohen, Jim Carrey, Kirsten Dunst, Tina Fey, Amy Poehler, Liam Neeson, Vince Vaughn, Kanye West, John C. Reilly. Bill Curtis does the film's voiceover. Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, is nearly 2 hours, and it runs a little long for a comedy. It plays itself out with a preposterous plot twist near the end that smacks of writer's plotline desperation. Until then, it's anchors away, my boys, with Ron Burgundy and the TV news team. Tune in for lots of laughs. Anchorman 2, The Legend Continues, is MPAA rated PG-13 for crude and sexual content, drug use, language, and comic violence. Opening January 10, One Chance. James Corden, Mackenzie Crook, and Julie Walters star in the drama based on the true story of Paul Potts, who won Britain's Got Talent. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.